In the evening edition, government rolling out a major sports development program as the sports minister chastises some sports federations, urging them to get their act together. A COVID-19 surge continues. Neighbors react to the apparent suicide of a 25-year-old St. Michael man. The fire service concerned as yet another unoccupied house is destroyed by fire. Major challenges slow government's renewable energy shift. The NCF announces the Junior Monarch semifinalists. And Ukraine drone strikes wealthy districts of the Russian capital. In the evening edition. With the details, I am Graeme Vaughan. The Barbados government is rolling out a major sports development program aiming to make sports a key social and economic pillar over the next 7 years. At the same time, Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Development Charles Griffith is concerned about how some local sports federations are being run and essentially told them to get their act together. Mr. Griffith spoke as he led off discussion in the House of Assembly on a resolution to note the green paper on the national sports policy.
Now, this green paper is, in essence, our roadmap in terms of how we treat the sports going forward in this country. And the vision to elevate sports as a central pillar of Barbadian national identity, social development, and economic prosperity by 2030. And one of the things that we're looking to do is to build sports at a grassroots level. Because if we can have sports being played in every single corner in this island, then we have a much larger population to draw from.
The minister notes there is keen interest in having a new national stadium, but warned that that will take time, while noting that it's being worked on in collaboration with the Chinese. He listed a number of initiatives ongoing or planned, including establishing community gyms with the intention of having one in every community, pushing sports heavily in the schools, a sports tourism thrust which seeks to have major sports teams train here, and giving a $20,000 subvention to each local sporting organization. But he indicated major concern over how the sporting bodies are functioning and cited an example.
One of the areas that I am probably most concerned about is the fact that our NFs, our national federations, sometimes are not functioning at their optimum. Only yesterday I was home and I had a WhatsApp message from the Minister of Sports in Grenada indicating that a couple of our athletes who were traveling to that country to participate in a competition were stranded, and a couple of the athletes were supposed to be back here today to do CAPE exams. The matter was rectified. The athletes were able to get on a plane to come back yesterday. Too often, our national federations are doing things in an ad hoc way.
Mr. Griffith says he's calling on all the national federations to rethink how they're functioning.
A month ago, I made it known to the national federations that $20,000 was available to all of them who can provide information to show that there's a developmental initiative coming from that federation. I don't think to date that a single federation would have made advances to the National Sports Council to source that money. And I'm saying that in 2023, if our national federations are proactive and if our national federations are functioning, then we should have had a run on the National Sports Council for that money totaling over $1 million.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Development Charles Griffith. COVID-19 cases in Barbados continue to surge, with the positivity rate now standing at almost 32%. The latest COVID-19 figures from the Ministry of Health show that for the two-week period from May 13th to 26th, 252 new cases were recorded from 790 test results. This represents a positivity rate of 31.8%. 15 people remained hospitalized with COVID-19 up to May 26th, but no fatalities were recorded during the period. The family and friends of a young father of two, Akeem Taylor, are mourning his apparent suicide. The police say they responded to the 25-year-old man's residence about 7:30 last night, and on arrival, they saw the body of a male hanging from the ceiling of his bedroom. This morning, when Starcom Network News visited the residence at Ellis Village Halls Road, St. Michael, no one was home, but we spoke to a neighbor.
He was a good lady of mine. He joined the paint force, I think, trying to make himself somebody. You work, I think, with your father. John went to work, I think. John went to and me, I said, work. So I know really, but only between he and the boy. That's a hard one there, no, you can't tell the reason. Or he was a kid himself, but he knew he was a good lady of mine in the neighborhood. And he laughed, and he smiled, and all the time, and make a little joke, I think. That's the most I could say. Well, last thing he see about 2 days ago. Yeah, he can be shot him about two little things and make a little sport and because he always laughing, make a little sport and thing in the bar for the man. I don't know what call you do that at all. You can't tell him I hurt me, man.
A resident of Ellis Village Halls Road, St. Michael. The Barbados Fire Service is concerned as yet another abandoned house was destroyed by fire at Halls Village No. 2, St. James this morning. It was the latest in a series of such fires. Acting Station Officer Roger Bourne, who responded to the fire, tells Starcom Network News that the house was frequented by people in the area to prepare meals or live in temporarily. He believes the fire happened as a result of someone attempting to cook. He is appealing to the public to notify authorities of abandoned buildings to minimize the risk of fire.
And in the process of those persons cooking, and the person who was occupying the house was Mr. Emerson Roberts, who is not the owner of the house. He was cooking at the time. And at the part of this process, the house caught fire because he was using wood. There's no electricity. There's no utilities to the home. And there are various signs of various cooking rocks and temporary setup all over the yard. And this is one of these events. Now, we recognize that there are a lot of these abandoned houses across the island. And it's incumbent of you, the members of the public, to let the relevant authorities know so that we can remove these risks. Because if a house was near enough to that existing house, it could have been worse today. So we have to be our brothers and neighbors keepers and look out for these abandoned houses that we can reduce the risk of causing any spread of fire if an accident can appear.
That was Acting Station Officer of the Barbados Fire Service, Roger Bourne. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, says a number of challenges have made it difficult for Barbados to reach its 2023 goal of being 100% fossil fuel free. He was speaking this morning during the opening of the Energy Transition Investments Conference at the Barbados Hilton. Mr. Simmons told the audience that although Parliament approved an energy policy in 2019 to commit to reaching the goal, there have been delays and issues with accessing battery storage.
There was tremendous disappointment and indeed tremendous delay. Though we would have wanted to be able to access battery storage as a first option, it simply was not available to us in this part of the world. We outlined an expedited domestic license process so that every householder in Barbados would be entitled to have an accelerated access to his license for renewable energy installation up to 10 kilowatts. We were told that we would have to wait on batteries at the utility level from March of 2022 to optimistically the third quarter of 2023. In other words, the rest of the world does not and will not accommodate that movement, and you are placed on an 18-month waiting list.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The National Cultural Foundation has announced the semi-finalists for this year's Scotiabank Junior Monarch Competition. Corporate Communications Specialist for the NCF, Tony Yard, says the results were delivered to the NCF by its auditors today. She first listed the Calypso category.
Alyssa Cumberbatch, Queen A, singing The Black Reality. Alyssa Harris, Slay, singing Just Like These Women. Denisha Davis, Danica, singing Dear John. Destiny Morrill, Destiny, singing Environment. Eden Morrill, Potent, singing Can't Lash We. Haley Wise, Hail Storm, singing Both Sides. Kadarius Allen, King K, singing Dear God. Kenez Walker, The Mighty Bit Bit, singing Drugs and Disobedience. Khalija Kelman, Khaleesi, The Bully. Kiara Drayton Archer, Miss Kababa, singing Unity is Strength. Relisa Misham, Riri, Tribute to My Granny. Sabia Gaskin, Sabia, singing Your Creation. Sakara Thomas, Sakara, singing Alexa. And the reserve in the Calypso category is Joshua King, King Boy, singing Give Thanks.
She also listed the semifinalists for the category of Soca.
Jazari Belgrave, Zari B, singing Get Active. Joshua Oxley, Josh Ox, singing Push the Truck. Joshua Blackman, Joshua B, This Sweet Festival. Kaimani Devanish, The Showman, singing We Don't Care. Renisha Short, Renisha, singing Good Vibes. Rashad Applewick, King Shad, singing Jam Down. Raven Mosley, YSR, singing Sweet Lime. Ramija Wilson, Majestic Maya, singing We Crop Over. Rajani Sherlin Agard, Rajani, singing Vacation. Stefan Seeley, Lil Status, singing Fold in Half. Thierry Belgrave, Ty J, singing A Feeling. Trinity Clark, Trinity, singing I Love Soca.
The semifinals will be held on Sunday, June 2nd at the Steel Shed in Queen's Park. And finally, Russia says Ukrainian drones struck wealthy districts of Moscow today in what one politician called the most dangerous attack on the capital since World War II. Meantime, the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, was also hit from the air for the third time in 24 hours. Russia's defense ministry says 8 drones sent by Kyiv and targeting civilians were shot down or diverted with electronic jammers, though Baza, a telegram channel with links to the security services, said more than 25 were involved. Moscow's mayor says 2 people were injured while some apartment blocks were briefly evacuated. In the evening edition, government rolling out a major sports development program as the sports minister chastises some sports federations, urging them to get their act together. A COVID-19 surge continues in Barbados. Neighbors react to the apparent suicide of a 25-year-old St. Michael man. The fire service concerned as yet another unoccupied house is destroyed by fire. Major challenges slow government's renewable energy shift. The NCF announces the Junior Monarch semifinalists and the Ukraine drones strike wealthy districts of the Russian capital. You heard in the evening edition of The Latest. I'm Graham Vaughn. You may listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at StarcomNetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.